10:03 p.m. on Wednesday, October 6, 2021. And this is Basketball This Week, done quickly's preview of the Dallas Mavericks. Well, you could say they addressed some of the core problems the team had last year. The last year's team had no shooting, and this team, they probably got the best shooters. Not the best shooters available, but close to the best shooters available. They also has some issues with, you know, bench reliability, and I think they kind of address that through addition by subtraction by getting in Moses Brown, who's a pretty young guy but has potential to be an emergency starting center for the team. So definitely see why they did that, and that move makes sense to me. And if you, in general, Luka is entering his junior season, and junior seasons are usually where guys kind of break through. Now Luka isn't a normal rookie. He's been playing professionally since he's 18, so I don't know if there's going to be a super breakthrough. He may be pretty close to as good as he's going to get, which isn't a bad thing. He's very good, for sure. You know, like, obviously he needs to improve his shot, but he might be, you know, he might be like 8/10 of who he's going to be. Whereas usually a junior player is becomes like 6/10 of who they're going to be, you know? So in this instance, it may not be as big of a sophomore to junior jump as normal, but it should still be pretty, he should still take a big forward step. But the reason why I'm not sure that this team is going to improve, and the reason why I got the most feedback or pushback on my ratings on this team, was that I just don't trust a team coached by Jason Kidd. You know, I'm somebody who was pretty critical of Carlisle for sure, but Jason Kidd is a clear step down, and if he's bringing in his offensive system, things are not looking too great for Dallas when Luka is sitting. Like, Luka is the type of player who might actually thrive into Princeton offense, but the rest of the team, not so much. So that's definitely something to be concerned about to me. So that's why I'm not super high on the Mavericks. I definitely think I'm going to go ahead and say a push, just because I think Jason Kidd is going to undo any sort of positive development of a team. That's what I'm thinking, though. If you have anything to say on this one, let me know. BallerTime@btwq.com, SlammerMaster on Twitter. You can find me. Reply to me. Let me know how you think the Mavs are going to be if you think differently, if you think it's not a push. I don't do that often, but I'm so I'm probably going to do it twice in this little set of recordings. So we'll see how that goes. Anyway, that's it for this episode. Later.